Okay, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Sean Millwall podcast. I'm with Connie Roses. I'm filming on my iPad. This is on Zoom. I'm standing up in my bathroom. I might have to get another pillow because I gotta do like this. My desk is my sink right now. How you doing? Connie Rose. Welcome, Connie Roses. The Connie Roses show. One of the best Discord. One of the first person on my from the Discord, one of the best rappers I know. I was listening to his new EP in my car. My brother was sitting next to me, and I said, "Hey, check this out. This is Kanye Roses." I was driving on the freeway, and I made sure I wasn't in the slow lane. And we were a little late, for almost late for soccer practice. But I made it with Kanye Roses. You know what I'm saying?
Those TikToks where it's like I have to take point of view, I have to take me to the hospital,
Yeah.
and I need to set up the Bluetooth.
What's up, Cody? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro. It's a good day. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
It's nice.
First time from talking on IRL, you know?
Yeah, for real, for real. Yeah.
What's up, man?
It's cool. So I had a pretty good day. I got off work, so I'm like sitting doing nothing, I'm just
Yeah.
chilling. Chilling right
Yeah.
now because it's just a Friday night and chilling. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. I'm in the back bathroom holding my iPad with the microphone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The way to be, bro.
Yeah.
That's the way to be. Why the bathroom, bro?
Well, it's the only place in the house I can record and have like a soundproof studio, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. I like that, bro.
Sometimes in my room, but I share a room with my bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I know the pain. I know the
Yeah.
pain completely, bro. I was like, when I'd record back at my mom's house, I'd be like yelling in this closet, and
Yeah.
she'd be like in the next room,
Yeah.
and she'd be like, "Bro, why are you yelling?" I'm like, "Mom, like I'm sorry, I'm cringe. I can't help it that I'm cringe right
That's
now."
right. Yeah, I usually my
Like,
mom tells me I record. Yeah, I live on Twitch, I had two viewers, and she's like, "Oh, good job." I'm like, "Oh, I bet." Viewers, yeah. Yesterday I had two viewers. I was like, "Woo!" And I was one of them. Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Should we like stream this podcast or just record it?
I'm recording it. You can go live if you want. I'm
Oh,
just.
I would love to go
Yeah,
live.
you can if you want. I don't go live because like I do a lot of stuff in the day, so I just record and then. But you can go live if you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
For real.
it
For
doesn't
real.
matter. Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this OBS running real quick. If I can get it done in 30 seconds,
Yeah. Well,
then we're not doing
yeah,
it.
you can
We
if you
have to make
want.
it 30
Yeah,
seconds.
the last interview I had from someone on Discord, I went on Jay Longo's podcast back in 2020.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yo,
When
Jay Longo, man.
Yeah.
That man's got beats. That
Yeah.
man's got the beats.
Yeah.
No, OBS, don't check for updates. Stop. Get out of the way, OBS. What are you doing? All right, so we're gonna add a display capture, and then we're gonna press OK.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. That's the wrong thing.
Yeah,
That's the
I'm
wrong
using OBS. I used to use Streamlabs, but it makes my computer catch on fire.
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I'm struggling big time. All right, you gotta see this. All right, wait. Let me
Yeah.
get rid of this. Yeah, I want to get rid of display capture. All right, so we're gonna not do display capture. We're actually gonna do browser capture. Perfect. Amazing. Amazing. Okay, so no, that's not it. All right, so I got 10 seconds left on the board. Nothing's working.
Yeah.
Nothing's working. Oh, wait. Okay, wait.
Got the microphone case.
Oh, I fucking did
Woo!
it. I fucking did
Yeah.
it. Let's go. Let's go. Sean Taylor. Connie Roses.
Just, yeah.
This all right, now let me start streaming. Oh my
Podcast
god.
streaming while streaming podcast, dude.
All right,
Yeah.
let me is that okay if I
Yeah,
stream?
go for it. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't
Okay,
matter.
perfect.
Is it
All right.
okay if I upload this, if I put this on YouTube?
Yes,
Yeah, okay.
we gotta get
Yeah.
the Discord going,
Yeah,
bro.
all good. So yeah, something funny. I was running around like I dropped my brother off and I go run on the track and I saw someone who looked like you and I was like, "Yo, is that Connie Roses?" Like, "Hey, like, hey, we got a podcast today, dude."
Me and Sean long, me and Sean
Yeah, I was like, hey, yo, my stuff's at home, man. On Twitch. Hey, I'll try to tune in while while recording, while interviewing.
I'm trying to get the Twitch running, but I think it's glitching out. Oh no, we're good.
Yeah, I'll tune in, you know. Is it on Connie Rose's Twitch?
Yeah, it is it's Connie.
Okay.
Rose's device.
Audio
device. Okay.
So while we're waiting, do you want me to talk about what I've been working on, or?
Absolutely, talk about.
So right now, I'm working on. I got two mixtapes I'm working on, and another one. So like.
Okay.
The Sean Taylor series and another one. It's like I'm recording, mixing, and everything just using my phone. Like audio, beats, mixing, just using my phone.
Bro, two mixtapes, both of them. You're wild for that.
Yeah.
You're very freaky wild.
Yeah, and then
That's tough as hell.
Yeah.
For real.
On GarageBand.
Damn, how do I capture your audio? One second, let me see if I.
Woo! Guys, I'll do entertainment while I'll be like, ooh, entertainment while stalling. Woo! It's Sean Taylor. Woo! Sean Taylor emotes in the chat. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
There's like a mythos behind who the real Sean Taylor is.
Yeah, what's up? Go for it.
Can you like tell me who the real Sean Taylor is?
Well, it's me. Well, do you want me to tell you what I did today, or?
Like, yeah, well, tell me what you did today.
Yeah.
Tell me what you did a year ago.
Yeah, so today I woke up at 6 a.m. because my dad goes to work early, so he usually wakes me up. And then I go back to bed. I usually throw on, like, my iPad. I put it on my bed, and I usually put on a podcast, and then I go back to sleep. And then today I woke up, like, 9, 10, 9, and then I usually open my laptop and then watch like Twitch streamers or YouTubers, and then I eat breakfast. I usually try not to eat breakfast like after 10 a.m. I usually like at 9:30, 9:45 eat breakfast, and then I take my brother's soccer practice that's at like it was at 1, so like I ate a snack, drive there, yeah. Yeah, 30 mile drive, and then come home. Yeah, and I take two snacks with me because I usually run the track. I put it in my glove compartment. I eat, and then I come home. I came home, and I was really nervous because I was like, oh, I remember we're not in the same time zone. So I took a shower, had lunch for lunch. I had two pieces of toast with peanut butter on it. I had apple, grapes. I went to Trader Joe's yesterday with my mom, and she bought like this brownie with a cookie on it. So I had like one piece of that because like I'm trying to watch my calories or whatever. You know, I've been like, you know, it's like 140 calories per one piece. Okay, I'll take one piece. You know what I'm saying? Like one piece. You know what I'm saying? Like the anime. You know? And then So I'm keeping. Yeah. And then And then I drove home. I parked my car. Sometimes when I park outside my house, sometimes. I mess up because like the back of my car. I sit on roof floor freestyle. Like I don't really care how I park my car. yeah, but my brother's like, you parked wrong. And I was like, oh well, it's all right. You know, whatever. And then I open my gate, go inside my house, and then take a shower, and then now we're here.
That's very real.
Yeah.
It's very real.
And a year ago, what was I doing a year ago? I think we were 2021.
One second.
Yeah.
How much is happening to me right now?
It was an overload of Sean Taylor information.
Yeah, the whole stream decided to poop real quick.
Yeah, don't worry, man. We got it. So yeah.
That's item.
So I'm working on like a freestyle series where I'm in my car. Do you want to listen to some? Do you want to listen to what I recorded today?
Yes. All right. Okay. Pull it up. Let's listen to it. Let me pull up the chat here. I want to see what chat's saying. I want to see make sure everyone's hearing.
It's a 2 minute recording in 42 seconds without instrumental, just freestyle.
Just straight freestyle.
Yeah, a sneak peek on the phone mixtape. Yeah, I put a beat on it, I forgot. But yeah, here we go.
Taylor, Sean Taylor, I'm doing a freestyle. Yeah, freestyle. Yeah, it's 2:21 p.m. Yeah, I'm doing a freestyle. I got my 20XX shirt on. Shout out 20XX. I got my shorts on. I got my socks and my shoes on. Yeah, I rolled out my window so I can freestyle in my car. Let's go. I parked in the same parking lot usually. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Got my hands on my steering wheel.
Mix and record on GarageBand.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, every time I park my car, and it's
on my phone.
Yes, let's go. Yeah, okay, alright. I'm parked.
The man with the funny bars.
Yeah.
You are.
A tree on the right of me. Let's go. Yeah. It's kind of hot today. I don't know. What up? You know, if I go outside, it might be cold. You never know. Alright. Hey, if that's me, Sean Taylor. How you doing? So today.
Go, Sean.
Yeah.
Today, I'm doing a podcast episode.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Too many bars.
Yeah. We got one more minute. Go, Taylor.
Where's the Sean Taylor writing process come from, bro?
Sometimes I write, but like recent. Well, you know, I do sometimes, but I've been freestyling a lot. I usually just freestyle because like the time I do a lot of stuff, so like freestyling, just like okay, I can record a song and then get out, you know.
It goes crazy. Is there any Lil B influence?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm from the Bay Area. A lot of my brother and his friends. Yeah. My brother and his friends got me into Lil B. But my older brother got me into Lil B. He was like, hey, watch this guy. And I didn't know who he was. And now I listen to a lot of his music. Yeah.
Okay. This makes a lot of sense because I've always listened to your music and I've been like, there's definitely like a splash of Lil B.
Yeah.
And the Sean Taylor persona. Yeah. Character,
and
all that,
like, two albums that are like are burned into my brain, I would say, is like Skepta. I listen to a lot of Skepta. Skepta, Konnichiwa, and Post Malone's Beer Bong and Bentleys. Those two albums are like burned in my brain.
And they're just combining.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Skepta, Konnichiwa. Yeah. I only listened to like two tracks on that joint,
I bought that. That was one of the first albums I bought on my phone. That was in high school when that came out.
The only album I have on my phone. Can you guess what album I have on my phone, bro? It's not by choice.
The free U2 album in 2014.
The fucking free U2 album.
Dude, I downloaded that. I was like, I didn't like it at first, and I saw someone review it. And I was like, okay, I'll listen to it. And it was all right, you know. I usually.
I mean, it was cool. It was whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, am I a Gen Z baby or am I a millennial? I'm one of the two.
Yeah, I was born in 1999, so, you know, something like that. Yeah.
99 also. Wait, what's your birthday, bro?
July 8th.
July 8th?
Yeah.
Bro? We're only like 3 months separated. This is crazy. This is two goats born at the same year, bro.
Yeah, right.
So,
being
a Gen Z millennial mix up, the only real taste of U2 I have is like that South Park episode where Bono is a giant piece of crap. Like he's literally a poop. He's a turd. And like it's kinda edgy, you know, I'm not like the biggest South Park fan, really.
Yeah.
But like that episode as like a 9 year old, like if you show a 9 year old an episode of a guy and they're like, hey, he's the literal poop. It's burnt. It's right here. It's right here. Forever.
Yeah.
You know, like I had to, like, I used to be on the Kanye West,
form?
Like gay fish train when I was little, and I was, wait, that's not good, bro. That's not it.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Kanye is a great artist.
Yeah.
And then yeah, you know, just being an edgy little kid.
Yeah.
The work.
Yeah, sorry, I've been coughing up mucus. I think I have like GERD or something. I usually cough up mucus. Sorry about that.
Bro, do you need to go fix your mucus, or are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be alright. No, I'm good. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. I'm good. So let's ask about, I know you wanted to say, on your Instagram story, so you want to talk about your new EP, and I think it'd be a good place to talk about it, because you said you want to be on a podcast, and this is the Sean Bell podcast. Woo!
This is the Sean Taylor podcast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch Sean Taylor interview.
So, let's talk about your EP, if you want.
I'm very excited to break this down.
Yeah.
Shout out everyone coming in here and chat, by the way, watching Sean and I kill it.
Yeah.
So let's break down the EP. There's a light inside the tunnel. Come and grab my hand.
Yeah.
The EP originally, I started recording it around August. I recorded the first song, Armadillo.
Mm-hmm.
And when I recorded that, I was like, all right, I got to make a tape that's based around these beats, based around this sound.
Yeah.
Like a more personal album. Because, you know, like the Connie Rose's persona or whatever is me, like, being weird and obtuse with language.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying some real poetic stuff, but it gets weird sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to take a step back from the weirdness and go into an album that's a little, still very symbolic, but like, I'm going to play with this plane as I like talk to you.
Can I get my charger? My laptop's on low battery.
Go get your charger.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm in my bathroom. I'll be right back, guys.
Go ahead. All right. Hey, Veronica. Hey, Jessica. Thanks for coming in. We got an Apple. We got a plane. We have nothing else. I have nothing else up here. Sean is getting his stuff right now. This is a green Apple. This is a plane. You know what it is. Connie Rose is live. This is my first time streaming. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Go get that Connie Rose's merch.
Sean Taylor.
Oh, I'm doing my press release real quick.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to, you know, my laptop, you know. Got the charger. Woohoo!
We're great. We're great, Veronica. We're killing it. We're out here.
Yeah.
So I'll let you get comfortable. So
yeah, go for it. I'm charging. We're in.
Again, thank you everybody for coming out tonight.
Yeah.
For Sean Connie. So the first, you know, I wanted to make something that was like still very cool, but like instead of touching on parts of my life from like an outside view.
Yeah.
That where it's kind of like third person, like almost embedded in the language and not embedded in myself. I was more so rapping to use language in a cool way and to rap because I wanted to express my true reality. And so with this tape, I was like, all right, I want to express what's happening, and I still want to stay very poetic and symbolic about it, and I want to make it short and sweet and make it like my most personal tape.
Yeah.
So track one, Faith, very, very much. I'm very proud of that song.
Yeah.
The weird flows. It picks up like on a weird flow that kind of fits all the words in a weird mesh, and it's very inspired by like Earl flows, of course, Z loopers, but Slum Village too, you know, really embedded in the swing. You know, I'd be talking about my family on that one. A lot of this is about my family. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, that's on my that's in my top Spotify replay.
Let's go. This is great news, bro.
Yeah.
This is wonderful news. Shout out 9 viewers.
Yeah.
Shout out
I'm in the chat. I'm spamming my own emote.
Hey, 9 viewers, including me and Sean.
Yeah.
7 viewers, let's go. Shout out you, Twitch audience. Goats.
Yeah.
Goats. Let me hit the Twitch goats. Easy.
Yeah.
On that topic, I talk about my family a lot on this tape.
Yeah.
Touch is more about like touch is probably the most metaphorical, symbolic one. It gets real weird. Like it starts off with like I believe in a million Bibles, a million sellers, scriptures about survival, arrested his son, and torn up on a haphazardly arrival. So like, oh yeah, let me grab my airplane real quick.
Yeah, go for it. Fantastic.
So, I don't know where my Apple went, sadly, but
don't worry. I ate an Apple today. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
good. We're all good. So you know, that track really is like, it's hard to break it down from my perspective because, you know, I'm really a writer that, like, likes interpreting my music, you know, months after I release it. I kind of, like, go back and look at it myself. I'm like, what am I saying? You know, yeah. What am I telling myself right now? Because that's a lot of what the album is, me talking to myself, expressing things about my family and about my insecurities, but also just discussing something with myself that I don't understand yet. Yeah. That's also why it's so metaphorical, because I keep saying metaphorical. I don't got any other words for that. Yeah. But that's why, like, you know, I try to keep it very abstract, because it's really for me to go back and pick apart and learn from. Mm. Because there's this kind of feeling I have about myself where, like, in real life, I'm like a goofy, I'm the goofy, joyful, whimsical guy.
Yeah.
But like when I make music, I'm like the wise, or like a wise little bird, and I'm very calm and laid back sometimes, and I'm a storyteller. And I'm like almost a sage.
Yeah.
So it's like a complete contradiction to who I am in real life, right? But that's like a part of me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, touch, I do think touch has a lot to do with just like being on my own journey and finding doubt, a lot of doubt myself, but finding a lot of power from other things to keep me going, you know, whether that be literature, fucking music, or fucking people. Adobo is really about my brother and my nephew. Adobo is very heartfelt track for me. I really love that track. You know, it's really like, it's, I can't talk too much about it because, like, my brother's like working for the government or whatever.
Oh, nice.
In-depth track and like exposes some things, but he's a cool dude. My nephew's a cool dude. It's just like, I live like across the country from my family.
Mm.
And so because I live across the country from my family, what happens is like, I don't get to know them as well. You know, when you have a family, it's, you want to grow up with them. It's a growing process and you learn from each other and you learn things about each other that, that help build you into who you are and help you understand who you are. Cause maybe it's like without family, it's almost like you're a building without eyes, you know, like you have every single part of you, but you can't see what parts those are.
Yeah.
And so that track kind of addresses that. And then it kind of goes on to talk about like how the gap is coming closer between us, because I'm understanding my brother's work ethic, what he was going through, his misunderstandings with his son, all that stuff. So Adobo, again, tape touches on a lot about family. Fourth track, Armadillo, hard track.
Yeah.
I love those beats. Young Echo did all the beats. This one shines the most for sure. It's got the crazy bass line. It's got the fucking hard bar.
Yeah.
It's got everything. I got a bar in there that's like, I'm a challenging homies to a battle over.
Yeah, I remember that. Challenging homies. Yeah.
I make this money and then I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
And then I'm feeding my family and then I'm going home. So that's the pinnacle of like my confidence. Because, you know, I gotta share a good amount of insecurity, but a good amount of confidence and a good amount of understanding to all balance out on this tape, you know, because it's hip hop. You know, it's just gotta have some confidence somewhere in there. I'm not like a confident, like, I don't make money. I don't be crazy lady killer or whatever.
Yeah, me too. Same.
I'm just like me. So like I'm flexing who I am. That's I gotta flex who I am, bro. That's what that track is about. It's total catalyst for that. Prayer is just straight up like insecurities with how I feel about still trying to chase music at 22, having a degree and, you know, still not understanding myself, not understanding my path. And then Light really rounds it out, just being like, yo, bro, the whole point of this is like your family and your understandings and your struggles are all a part of you in this like darkness, and like there's a light inside where you are. People always get the tape title messed up and they're like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm like, nah, there's a light inside the tunnel.
Yeah.
It's just a bad words, because it's like the tape is very non-destinational. It's not about a destination. Like light leaves the tape off in ambiguity, you know, like I hold my hands in the depths, I'm holding on, I swear the world want me dead, I'm hella gone, yeah, I'm looking at myself, I'm hella young, trying to break through my thoughts to my telephone. Fought with Earth and its gods, I'm almost lost, but I'm near all I need, all my dreams, and just all I got. It's just all I got. So, like, I'm near everything, but I don't have any of it yet. So yeah, that's the tape. That's my literary breakdown.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. I like, yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I like the cover. I like the title. I was listening to it while working out. There's some bars I relate to. You know, when you're going home, because I actually did my stuff, and I was like, hey, guys, I got to go home. I'm that kind of guy, too. And talking about your family stuff, that was kind of cool, too. So it was really good tape to listen to. Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Major work was put in that one. I had to do a lot for that to feel right and to feel just to feel like it was a real true release as a professional musician, you know, like pre-marketing and post-marketing, day of, blah, 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 all that shit, all that bullshit. But, but like, no, I'm very happy to release that. That's a big formative tape.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're along for the ride.
Yeah. So I've had some of the same struggles for like the uploading. Dude, my 31 song mixtape, I had to upload it 3 times because I kept messing up.
Oh.
I was like, you know what, after the second try, I was like, oh man, this is rough.
Bro, that's painful.
Yeah.
Dude, I know that exact pain on, you know, when you go on DistroKid,
it's
like...
Yeah, like, no, it's just like, can I just edit it? Like, I really don't want to do all these over again. Like, what? Like, yeah, it's just like, let me just edit it so I don't have to do this another time, like... You know?
Why don't they write me, bro? Why don't they write me? Like, is metadata that complex, bro?
Yeah.
Is that complex, bro?
Because, like, I just, because I was like, you know, I was like, I wonder how, like Lil B does it, you know? Or, Pink Guy, you know? Like, those were a lot of Lil B and Pink Guy. I just wanted to make something like that for my...
Bro, Pink Guy, I listen to so much Pink Guy.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah, I'm happy he took all that.
The music, talent. Yeah, he's really good. I listen to a lot of Joji on my playlist. Yeah,
he really kills it. I actually really like all 88 Rising.
Yeah, they're pretty. I like Rich Brian too. He's good. Yeah.
Yep. I think they got some nice poppy beats and shit. Super tight, super tight. So when's the next Sean Taylor mixtape?
It's coming out this year. I sent one thing to Misha. And it's like a few more things. I'm trying to get one of my comedian friends on it. He's a comedian in New York. He used to work. Yeah, we met when I was like 14 or 15 starting YouTube. One of my biggest shoutouts I ever got was on a soccer YouTube channel called Kick TV. They had like 1 million subscribers. And at the end of the video, I recorded a video in my room, and it was like everyone had that office. It was really funny. Laughs at me. I've been making people laugh since like, I was in middle school. So like, and then like I got a lot of connections from there. Like a lot of people in New York City, and one of them his name is John Hudson. He's a comedian, and I want more comedians to make try to make music, because I think it can sound really good. You know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Comedic music pulled off right is always really, really good.
Yeah.
It's like a rap music and comedian.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about that. I would maybe feel good because I like to make people laugh, and then. You know, a lot of people, you know, like when I try or something, it's like a lot of people try to take it seriously. I'm just trying to, I like to make people laugh, you know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's so important to make people laugh, bro.
I think
music, hip hop especially, and comedy are like, they're linked to each other.
Yeah.
Because like, delivery, right? Like delivery is so important, and having punchlines and funny bars. And having a funny concept, like that's... And there's like a stream of consciousness in a rap.
Sean Taylor like freestyle stream of consciousness.
There's like a stream of consciousness in like a comedian's joke, you know?
Yeah.
Like definitely love that mix. Have you ever thought about doing like stand-up comedy?
No, I don't know. I think the best use of like my comedian is like if I'm around my friends, I can make a lot of people laugh. I think that's like when I use like my most power comes from. But I haven't seen a lot of people since the pandemic and since I went to college, so I've been alone by myself a lot, so I don't know. I don't even know how to like go on stage and stuff. I don't know, you know.
Well, hey bro, you'd definitely be a kick on stage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like to make people laugh and stuff, you know. It's funny. Yeah.
I feel that 100%. I love making people laugh, but like I'm kind of like a I don't like performing for people.
Yeah, like people like make me laugh. Like people on Tinder make me laugh. I'm like, no, I like it, like naturally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I'm just so bad at like being a good performative.
Yeah.
Like I'm a good performer, but I'm not a good performative. Like
yeah. Because I remember I used to, like, in middle school, I would wear myself down just making people laugh all the time. And then, like, in high school, I remember I saw, I think, an image or something from, like, Eric Andre. And he was, like, it was, like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. Someone came up to him and was, like, hey. And he's, like, no, it was in the morning. And so it made me, like, okay, we can take breaks and be normal person people, too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So yeah, for this I have no scripts, because I didn't know we were gonna start and I've been driving all day. So with 30 minutes of no script, I think it's pretty good, you know.
Hey, bro, let me slap this on Insta too, real quick.
Today I made an Instagram for like my podcast. So like I'll tag you in it and we can try to boost it up. Yeah.
I have to do that. Wait, can I make stories? No, I can't make stories. What I can do.
So, do you want to know about what my podcast title is? Why is the name Shabbo Podcast?
Bro, tell me, give me all the info on the podcast.
So, Sean Millwall was my nickname in high school. That was my Instagram. Sean and Millwall is like a soccer team in England. My dad's from England, and that's like my favorite soccer team. He grew up in England. He moved to America, so it's like Sean Millwall.
Sean Millwall.
Millwall. Millwall.
Oh, Millwall.
Yeah.
I heard Noel.
Oh, no.
Sean Millwall?
Yeah.
So, wait, Sean is English?
Hey, I'm English, yeah. I'm English, Irish, and Maltese. Yeah. Yep.
A real British person?
Yeah, and then half American. I'm, like, double-sided. Yeah. Oh my god.
What I get myself into, bro.
But no, I'm cool, you know. I'm cool.
Oh my god, bro. Yo, don't let Ali see that, okay?
Yeah.
Do not let Ali see
that. Oh, I think he knows. I remember I said I was when this Low Tide Discord server was made, I was like, hey, I'm English and I'm born in America. So I think he knows already. Yeah.
Yo, Felix. Felix is English.
Yeah, Felix. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew even when he was like originally he was like, yeah, I live in Houston. I was like, but you,
yeah,
I don't know, you seem British, bro.
Yeah.
And then he was, and then he was, and then I was like, I knew it, bro.
I like in eighth grade, I was like, I wore my England sweater to school. Like, yeah, guys, I just came back from England. What's up, guys? Yeah, I would
came back from England.
Yeah, right? Dude, yeah. So like, for a story. I went to a school where I had to wear a uniform, and then, like, my whole class got detention, and my dad's like, hey, we're going to England, so I dodged detention, and I came back to America, and then, we had a uniform. I wore this England sweater, I wore my uniform the whole day, and I didn't care, and no one told me anything. I was like, all right, man, I'm cool, you know, so, yeah.
Yo, very, very fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Got out of detention.
Yeah. Went to England. Oh, and when I came back to America also, I had a USB stick with a 20-minute unedited England vlog. And then I remember a whole class watching for 20 minutes. And then my teacher's like, hey, where's that one? I don't know. I edited this on iMovie. Like, what's up?
They had detention, and then you were like, all right,
yeah,
we're gonna watch it. That's a flex, bro.
Yeah.
That's a big flex. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. They're very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I never went to England, so.
Yeah. I've been a few times. The last time I went was, like, 2019. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, since we know you're British and you're English, probably won't be able to work together on
Oh man. Oh man. That's right. If it's Sean Taylor verse, I got one for you. You know what I'm saying? I send you beats. Yeah. I sent you a few I made on GarageBand my phone. Remember?
Yeah. I'm so bad with recording features. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. No, but how do you think those were? Those GarageBand beats, were they pretty good? Or
yeah, I like those GarageBand beats. Yeah. I like your beat battle beats too. I've been paying attention to your beat battle.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. I usually make those, and then like I gotta like I'm kind of happy that there's the switch time, because I would rush my beat battle, because that's one like my brother has practiced. I'm like, I rush it, and throw it in. Sometimes I don't even make it to the battle. So yeah.
It kind of the rushness be working though.
Yeah, it's like a rushness on top of a rushness. I'm like,
there's already you rushing.
Yeah, me. I'm just like.
On top of it, you actually have to rush.
Yeah, it's like.
Where's my plane out? Oh, here's my plane out, bro.
Yeah. And, I like to make sound effects also. Like, it's kind of funny to you, yeah. A streamer I like to watch, XQC, he does like, a lot of funny stuff. I use Techno Trimo, him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So, I have bad-looking hands, right?
Yeah, they're right. Your hands are better than mine. See, left, right here? I stabbed myself in 8th grade covering a pumpkin using a scalpel. And then, like, the whole time while I was bleeding, I was a Chad. The whole class, I was there for the whole day. No hospital. Until after school. Yeah. Dude,
what the heck?
Dude, I was a super Chad, dude. I had my hand up the whole time while I was bleeding. I was like, yeah, what's up? Dude, super.
They were just doing you really dirty, bro. They didn't send it. I mean, that's mega Chad, all right.
Yeah, dude. Dude, and then the day after, I had a soccer game to play, dude. I showed up, dude. I went to the hospital, dude. The next day, I'm playing soccer, dude. Extra Chad, dude.
That's, you know, I don't have a Chad story. It's like kind of a sad story. Yeah. I was on the bus going to school. I didn't stab myself in the hand. I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And like, there was this like chocolate breakfast pudding that my mom, you know, had me eat for breakfast. And I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I end up going to school, get on the bus. I just puke on the bus, bro.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I'm 5, you know?
Yeah.
Little puking on the bus. And it happens.
Yeah.
And then I get out of this seat, and I move, because I'm like, I puked. Mm. And then, like, this other kid, they're all looking at the other kid, and I stop saying anything. And we're all looking at the other kid who was sitting next to me. And they're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sick? And I was like, I'm the one who puked. I didn't say anything. Like, I want to go home. I'm going home.
Yeah. Dude, I got some, I got some status stories too. I think kindergarten, first grade, second grade, something around there. Let's go to the park, guys, you know, for school. I was like, all right, bet. I remember one time I was on a swing set, and I crashed into a fence while jumping off a swing, and like I was like on the floor like this for like a long time. I was like,
damn.
And then when I was younger, I would fall down a lot, and then like, you know, shout out Dragon Ball Z. You know, when I fall over, I thought I'd give up. I'll think about like Vegeta going Super Saiyan. You know, my favorite animes, dude.
Dude, DBZ hard, bro.
Yeah. And then, like, I would just, like, sit down by myself on my Game Boy SP watching Dragon Ball, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, hey, guys, check this out. You know what I'm saying?
You know, being a kid, you just get hurt a bunch.
Yeah, I would fall over a lot for no reason. I was just
No topics, just vibes.
yeah, Dragon Ball's even falling over, dude. Vibes, dude. And then, like, and, you know, playing soccer, vibes, you know? Yeah.
Just falling over. Bad food, you know. Yeah, that's it. That's all I did as a kid, and that's all I do now. Actually, I just fall over. I eat bad food. I got the same amount of money I did when I was 7.
Yeah.
People still think I'm weird. I still like jump around and like stuff, you know, yell and
bubble. You're cool, man. You know, sometimes when people think that, I just, I'm myself. I do not care. I don't care. Yeah. Exactly. You're cool, man. You're cool.
No, bro. I'm super cool. I love myself, bro. No. Yeah. It's just like, I'm out here being 7 the whole time, bro. Yeah. I'm still 7 years old. I'm still out here. For sure. But you do know, I'm like a pretty, some people say I'm intimidating when they first meet me. Not because I'm like.
Yeah.
But because I'm just like really loud and tall. So I've been kind of like working on that just to make sure like people know like I can be other things when they meet me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like chiller, talk less, a little more quiet. And you know, I get made fun of for my friends. They're like, oh, you learned how to be a normal person, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop. Because I'm a normal person in my own sense. But, be a little chiller, talk a little less, listen a little more, speak with a lower voice. It's helpful.
Yeah.
It's helpful for sure. That's what I was talking about with the tape, bro. All the identity problems and insecurities, bro.
Yeah.
They'd be weird for sure.
So, yeah, when I was younger, I was really quiet. Sometimes I wouldn't talk, like my trademark back in the day. I want to bring this back. When someone asks me a question, I'll be like this. I'll be like, That's all I would do. I'm just like, yeah, just that. I want to bring that back. Like, because I wouldn't say anything. I'll be like, I was kind of cool. Yeah. So I definitely got louder in my voice because like I would record YouTube videos and like my early YouTube videos, I'll be like, hey guys, what's up? And now I'm like, hey, what's up? That's Hotel YouTube. What's up? Today we're gonna,
we're gonna record a video. You know, yeah. I work actually with kids, and like, bro, a kid comes up to you.
Yeah.
I'm like an educator, pretty much. Yeah. I can't describe my job due to OSHA shit and such, but kids come up to you and they be like this. They be like,
yeah. Yeah, I was the same way, yeah.
Bro, speak!
Yeah.
Speak to me!
I kind of want to try mumble rap because like I sometimes speak and I mumble. So I think I'd be really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes my dad's like, what'd you say? I'll be like, I want to try that. I think I might got something. Yeah.
How do I?
So what kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Vibe music.
Mm.
No. I really didn't get into. I didn't have like a prevalent music taste until I was like 13 or 14. But yeah. Like when I was growing up, my mom. My brother's friends would play like folky music, like Jack Johnson or Elliot Smith, or they'd play. There was some MF Doom at the house, some Slum Village at the house, a little bit of jazz, Nick Drake. So like a lot of folk, a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of jazz.
Yeah.
Then when I got old enough to really pick out my own music, I was listening to a lot of How do I put it? A lot of Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, a ton of Kanye. Just a ton of Kanye. I wouldn't stop listening to Kanye. And then I was listening to Daft Punk. A lot of Kanye, a lot of Daft Punk. And I was just kind of chilling on that. And then I got older. I listened to a little more folk music. I started making folk music. And I listened to a lot of jazz. And then I pretty much stopped listening to every other music genre except jazz for a while.
Really? Wow. So, yeah. What I grew up listening to, my dad, I grew up listening to a lot of my dad's music, like, a lot of, like, Britpop, English music, rock, like, David Bowie, Elton John, a lot of, like, London dub reggae music, my dad, played, just, like, Britpop, and, like, a lot of English songs, and my mom would listen to a lot of Prince. She went to a Prince concert, when she was in high school or something. And like a lot of Bay Area music that was on the radio, and stuff like that, you know. And then like I, I just started listening to my own music, like, during, like freshman year of high school, late 8th grade. You know, I listened to a lot of, like, Skepta. I listened to a lot of, like, I liked, like, a lot of grind music back in the day. You know, I bought one of Kano's albums, you know. I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I started listening to get into, like, 2017. You know, I started listening to a lot of SoundCloud stuff. It was when I dipped my toes into rap, like Lil Pump. I was like, hey, this is the Travis Scott, you know, Lil Pump, dude. and then you know, stuff. Yeah. You know what's really funny? Like, I remember, like, something that's really funny that is still really funny. I remember, like Kenny Beats, when he was making Unlocks, he was like, oh, he went live with Denzel Curry. Like, I was sitting in history class, like, oh, man, oh, no, this is a good album. And then I make a song with, I've never in 100 years would I ever make a song with Kenny Beats. Like, not, I would, no, like, you know, no way, you know?
Bro.
Yeah.
That track was tight. Yeah.
That was a freestyle in this room over here, behind me. Yeah.
Man, we gotta talk about the beginnings of the Kenny Beats Discord.
Yeah, dude, that was like a Wild West, huh?
Yeah, that was a Wild West.
Yeah.
That, man, formative internet. Yeah. Internet.
So I signed up for Discord in 2017 because, like, I started watching Twitch in 2014, like when I was a freshman in high school. So, like, and then a few years later, it's the Discord. I didn't really know how to use it. Like, I just signed up because, like, a lot of the Fortnite guys, like, Ninja, like, oh, man, it's Discord. I was like, oh, I'm going to be a pro Fortnite guy. And then...
Oh, I got a visitor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's up? Woo! Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we're streaming. You want to come in? Say hi?
Yeah, what's up?
It's my roommate, Nick.
Hey, what's up, Nick? How you doing? I got my brother's name, Nick. What's up? Hey, what's up?
You're looking good today.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Hey, nice. Oh, I see that. It's really nice. He got a haircut.
Hey, nice one. I haven't got a haircut since the pandemic, so I'm kind of all over the place.
You got lush hair right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up? Oh, is it, like, important?
It's not, like, important.
Well, I mean, like, you know, we can join you down there.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Alright, no, I'll be down after we finish this. So.
Yeah, I'll show my old podcast. You know, the guests are, you know, are everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guests are everything.
Yep. Yeah. Whatever you want to do, you know, have fun. You know, it doesn't matter. You know.
The Kenny Beats Discord.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
Very legacy. When you were talking about that, I think I learned of Twitch when everyone decided to play Pokemon.
On Twitch, when the Twitch plays Pokemon. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yep.
That was incredible. Truly one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it. Yeah. They went all the way with it.
Yeah. So when I first got on the Twitch, me and my friend Peter, we play a lot of FIFA, and, like, we would go to, like, people who have one or two viewers, and they'd be like, hey, say my friend's name. Hey, what's up? We're playing FIFA. Hey, what's up, man? Hey. And now I'm a streamer with one or two viewers. I'm like, hey, I'm living the dream, baby. Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out streamers, one
yeah.
or two viewers.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
You know, I think I have a mentality.
Yeah.
Towards getting more streamers, getting more people to listen to my music.
Yeah.
That like, there's very large possibility I'm just not gonna have more than like 40 people ever tap in.
Yeah.
But, like, chill.
Well, I think if it's a long game, you know, I think, like, what happens if 200 years from now or something? You know, DistroKid, you got the lifetime thing, right? Obviously, like, 200 years or, like, in 20 years, your thing pops off, you know what I'm saying? A lot of rock music and stuff that back in the day are popping up on TikTok, you know what I'm saying? You know, or, like, you know, something can happen like that. So, like, you know, example, like, a lot of people on TikTok are listening to Lil B, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can happen. It's possible, you know?
No, 100% it's possible. Yeah. It's just like a...
It's just a long game. You just gotta wait and wait, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine being, like, 42 and like just chilling, and then all of a sudden like my song from 15 years ago is on the newest craziest app that comes. And it's just like super viral.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for that because I'll be like, "Let's go, baby! I'm all the way in." You know, let's go. Yeah.
I'm 42.
Yeah.
I just blew my breath.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like I got the Mr. Beast mentality. You know, it's like I'm gonna keep doing it till I die. You know what I'm saying? I got that mentality. You know. Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah. I'm still trying to get a Mr. Beast burger.
Oh yeah, hey, those are good. I haven't had one yet, but yeah, every time Mr. Beast says, "Hey, I'm hiring," I'm like, "Hey, I'm in, let's go. I can make some music for you. Hey, let's get the gaming thing popping. I upload 6 days a week on YouTube. Let's rock it. Let's run it." You know what I'm saying?
That man would be donating, bro. He'd be donating, bro.
What do you think about like people who upload a lot? I think it's funny for me. Like, I upload every day on YouTube, like regular videos, and make music. Do you think that's like funny? I think that's like really funny. So,
I mean, I've hopped on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
it'll be like 4 views.
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey guys, I play Pokemon. Let's run it."
Yeah. But that's the whole point of the process.
Yeah.
Consistently having no one come out for you.
Yeah. Because
I know exactly what that's like.
Yeah.
Bro. Post a song. I'm like, "Guys, go listen to my new tape."
Yeah.
"Go listen to my new tape." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "This is gonna make me rich."
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat rich sushi for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I saw the tweet. You're like, "I'm gonna eat sushi." I'm like, I like them. I'm like, "Yeah, you got it. I support." Yeah.
And then you go on my Spotify page, and it's like, this guy has 4 albums, and yet none of his songs have ever reached 1,000 plays.
One of my songs reached 3,000, but that's why.
I did the
Oshi remix, Blue Four. I had no idea what Oshi was until like the Discord. He did my song. I was like, "Who's this guy?" And I'm like, "What's one of my favorite artists?" Yeah. And that keeps happening to me with my music. Like, I listened to some like Kenny B stuff when I made a song with him, and now he's like my favorite artist. It happens to me. Like, it's been happening to me a lot. We're with people, and now they're like my favorite artist. I think that's kind of funny, you know? Yeah.
That's definitely funny, bro. Really. Yeah. Having that drop, not even knowing the artist.
Yeah, that happens to me like so much. I'm like, "Oh, yeah." So do you want to talk about the Discord stuff? I think we got kind of went sideways.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Where do I start, bro? When did you join? I joined in March of 2020.
Well, I joined when I got a sub because I was like, because I didn't have like my own credit card yet. So I was like, I'll join when I got a sub. And you know what's funny? I've gotten a sub pretty much every month until like the last 2 months. Like 2 months ago. So people kept giving me subs. To get in sub chat. To be in sub chat. That's cool, huh?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Because I'll be chilling out in the chill chat. You're like, "Hey, what's up, guys? I'm my sub right now." And someone just shout out everyone to give me a sub, you know. Now I pay for my own sub, but thanks for everyone for giving me this. I appreciate it, you know, keep my career going, you know.
Shout out everybody. Yeah. That's fire.
Yeah, because I started paying for myself because like it's something for Twitch, and the Discord can help boost my career. It's like a 2-for-1 for subscribing to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm like,
I feel that 100%. Yeah. I also
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like I don't attend the Kenny Beat streams as much anymore.
I do, I usually do, but sometimes I miss it if it's early in the morning or if it's like a 1 hour stream. Sometimes I miss them, but like I usually tune in because I usually learn a lot from his streams.
He's totally
because like before tuning into his stream, I didn't know how to put vocals on top of a beat. Like when I first started making beats, I was making beats on my iPad, in the library. I'd just be like, I have one beat that's like 3 minutes long on my SoundCloud. It's like really crazy sounding. When I did something I made in high school, I was like, I kind of want to freestyle over it. It's kind of crazy. I was like, what was I thinking, you know? One of my favorite stories is when I was in math class in high school, I wasn't getting a good grade, so like I would sit in front and make beats on my iPad. Like I was sitting in the front and be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be the next Dizzy Rascal," you know what I'm saying? I'm the best, dude. Yeah.
I sit in my library at the end of my senior year making beats.
Oh, dude, senior year is so hard because everyone's leaving. Dude, a lot of my friends left me last, or, you know, we split off, Those months were so hard, dude. Oh my gosh. I don't know how I got past, dude. Those were so hard, those last months of high school, man. Dude.
Feel that, bro.
Yeah. So I'll just make beats and then play Fortnite mobile. Hey, on the iPad. Hey, Ninja, let's squad up, dude. Woo!
Got that Fortnite out, bro.
Yeah.
Fortnite out.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I made like 11 beats. I made a beat tape I listened to. I might put it up on later this year. It sounds kind of cool. Yeah.
The beat tape's done?
Yeah, it's done, yeah. I have like a lot of stuff. I don't know when to put it out. I make a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Who's doing the art?
Me. Because I'm an artist. Oh, do you see my art Instagram? What do you think? That's cool, huh?
No, bro. I haven't seen it. Let me pull it up.
I think, yeah. It's because like I draw stuff.
What's the name of it?
Sean Taylor's art. I think you follow him.
I must follow it.
Yeah.
Let me, Sean. Oh, bro. Yes. I love this fucking page, bro.
Dude, I recently posted one. Like, the sketchbook stuff is from, like, when I was in high school. Like, when I took art class. Yeah, I drew that when I woke up. What do you think? Because, like, a lot of people... I drew that because, like, a lot of people, when I work out, weren't wearing masks. So, like, that's why I drew that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot.
Oh, yeah, I drew that on my phone. What do you think?
I like it. No, I like this a lot. I like the scribbles.
You know what's funny? I think it's funny, like... using notes and free stuff to like for art, I think that's kind of funny to, you know.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. You know, there's this like 80s bedroom folk artist who would do drawings like that and make them his tape covers.
Oh, I was thinking about doing that because who's that guy? Kenny B. He's like, he's a genius. It's the guy. Hi there. It's I'm drawing a blank. He buys a lot of his art. What's his face? Drawing a blank, but like on my next mixtape, I'm gonna do the first song have no beat, just me spoken word. What do you think?
Spoken word.
Yeah,
bro.
Have you listened to my? I got one question. You know my mixtape. I was like, what do you think about the songs that are kind of like lower? I get nervous about those songs. Are they okay to listen to?
Which ones?
Like songs that you can barely hear. Like I make them a lot of them like on my iPad.
I mean, if you want to make those louder, just export a track and just slap it back
in. Okay, because I don't really mind, but like I'm kind of scared of being people like, man.
I'd say it was a little louder. Sure.
Yeah.
But like it's not a bad thing. Like
okay.
It's a part of the lore.
Yeah. No, because like a lot of music where I'm from, or like in the Bay Area, there's a lot of the music like bass bumping, and I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, hey guys, it's Sean Taylor on the mic. So it's like the opposite of what people listen to. I get really nervous of like people I knew. He's like, man, I can barely hear this. This is awful. I'm just like, oh, I'm trying my best, man. You know.
Let me pull up our song real quick.
Oh yeah, I love that song. I put it on my playlist. It's so funny. Dude, I've been up here in my iPad. Dude, I love that. I think you sent me two vocals. I think I have one more from you.
Yeah, you do have one more.
Yeah, I was thinking about using that. What do you think? Do you have an idea? Or do you think I can use that one, or did you use that one already?
Absolutely. Okay. Go ahead, use that.
Yeah.
I want to send over some more.
Yeah, send it over. I'm ready. I'm making two beats every day and a freestyle every day. I'm on that Kenny Beats grind. Let's get it. Yeah.
Everyone's out here making tons of beats. You know, I talked to Timber.
Yeah, Timber, dude. He. I tuned into his live stream. He's on the grind, dude.
Bro, he said he made 3,000 beats.
Yeah, dude. For his beat battle, I made like four beats. I thought it would be sick. I was like, God. I was like, I'm making too much, and my hands were like, oh man. I was like, it was so much. Oh my gosh. Oh.
He said he's full time with the beats.
Yeah,
that's his job now.
Yeah, because he has a lot of followers on. He's killing it.
Is he on Twitch right
now?
Yeah,
I don't know. If he's on. Well, he's on Twitch. I tune into his streams.
Timber, let me see if he's.
It's with the I with the one, I think.
Let me find this. Let me get on Instagram. Pop on here. Yeah, this man has a lot of followers. I kind of forgot. He's really been killing shit. Mad shout outs to our guy Tim.
Yeah, let me open the back bathroom window. Here's the magic window from the back bathroom. Whee!
sorry. That's my thing's broken. Sorry.
Oh,
crap.
Oh, that's all right.
Hey, have you seen the freestyle did about the thing, the tape? Have you seen that on TikTok?
Uh-huh.
I think you liked it. You know, I freestyled.
With Crowley's?
Yeah, the thing with the tape, that thing just fell down. I have a hole in my wall. Now it's gonna be a hole in my wall. Hey, look, check this out. Hole in my wall freestyle. What do you think? I was thinking we should do like a podcast. I mean, a freestyle live while recording a podcast while live. Like do something live. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do. I think that'd be kind of fun to,
play a beat. Let's freestyle.
I can make a beat on my phone right now.
Do it. I'm more than happy to do it.
Okay. Let's see.
Let me let everyone know. Shabam.
Would you like a GarageBand beat or the app I use in high school, Launchpad?
GarageBand beat.
Okay. The beat you're on is a Launchpad beat. Alright, loading GarageBand. Alright, here we go. Ready. Alright, here we go. Okay. Let's start off with piano. Alright, here we go. You wanna record it or you just wanna should I record it?
Yeah bro, go.
Okay,
I'm super down. Yeah. I'm totally down. We could release this if we wanted to.
Yeah. I'll think about okay. That'd be fun. Alright, we'll make it. Alright, I'll make the beat while we talk. Alright, here we go. How you doing? Do you want to make the beat?
How am I doing, bro? I think I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm with Sean Taylor. We've been killing this podcast.
Yeah.
We're
making this beat right now. It's a crazy keyboard beat. How you doing?
We don't even got audio capture.
Yeah.
Or
so it says recording another podcast. Hopefully this podcast goes through. If not, I can just rewatch your stream and we'll take it from there. You got the backup on the stream, so yeah. All right, making a beat live. How you doing? My name is Sean Taylor. This is like in Food Wars, the anime. When you're cooking live, you know. I watch an anime.
Bro, I need to watch some Food Wars.
Dude, I watched that the anime. It was pretty good. It was good.
Like, my roomies were like, "Here's Food Wars." And
yeah.
They were like cooking up all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Like after watching that, like I didn't really care. If, like, about groceries and stuff, and now, like, when my mom goes grocery shopping, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put all the groceries in, I'm ready to cook, you know? Yeah, so, yeah. You know, anime is really, like, I learn, like, when I watch anime, like, I take a lot of life lessons from it for some reason, so, like, I like anime a lot. I don't know, I learn a lot. Like, one of my darkest days, like, when I, my first year, my first year of college was, like, really bad. Like, I was, my mental health was, like, in the... The one anime that like kind of got me back was like surprisingly like My Hero Academia. That show was like, yeah.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, dude, I went to that show not knowing anything, and that like, dude, that like saved my life like straight up. You know, that got me back up, dude. Yeah.
I was going through like a dude, My Hero,
that show's like a godsend, dude.
And I like had a really bad flu, and like my nose wouldn't stop bleeding this week.
Yeah.
So like I had to lay on the couch and stay put all week.
Yeah.
And I just went up through this breakup, and then I start watching My Hero Academia.
Dude, that show is so good. Like,
and it changed. Yeah, it just changed my whole perspective on everything.
Yeah, dude. Like the one, the scene that hit me is like when Deku. For spoilers, if you know, if no one's watched it, you know, cover your ears real quick. When Deku was talking to the Icy Hawk guy, like, hey, you know, you know your dad, you know, that was so good, dude. The battle, dude, that was sick.
That was crazy.
Yeah, dude, that scene was like, and one of my favorite one is when Deku had no powers, and he used the mines to blow up. Dude, that hit different, dude.
Oh, it did hit different.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, I kind of stopped watching, but the beginning of third season is.
Yeah,
awesome.
I just keep up because what it did for me. I just keep up with it, you know.
I'm good at
100%. Yeah. And one anime I really like watching that I slept on was JoJo. Dude, it's sick. JoJo Bizarre Adventure. Yeah.
I'm
crazy. I'm on the third season right now. I'm just like...
I binged it. I did all the way to six, dude. I did the whole thing, dude. I couldn't stop, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Gotta love JoJo,
bro. Yeah. Oh, and I really want to do Attack on Titan, dude. Did you see that new intro?
I did not. I finished the manga, so I'm gonna tap out.
Dude, the intro. Oh, dude, and the last two seasons were all so good, dude. Attack on Titan, dude. Oh, dude, that show, it changed so much, and it's so crazy, dude. Dang, dude. Yeah. Alright, I'm almost done with the beat.
Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know. Dude, I recently started EQing my beats. I never did, but this time we're gonna keep it this not EQ. But I've been EQing my beats like recently. It's in, you know, I don't know what I'm doing.
EQing the beats smart, bro. EQing the beats smart.
Yeah. Well, you know what I watch a lot is when Kenny Beats made my song. Yep. Or you know, I watch what I study that. I was like, okay, he did this, he did that. I'm like, okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Masterful. I'm trying to get Ableton, really.
I tried Ableton, but I think my GarageBand's my thing, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Alright. You liking the beat so far? It's a bunch of loops in there for no reason. Here we go. Okay, loop. Alright, let me just mute the thing so it doesn't go crazy. Alright, here we go. This is gonna be Connie Rose's Sean Taylor on GarageBand from my phone. Let me get vocals ready. We can go back to back or, you know, just whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay. Alright, when you're ready. You know, sometimes I freestyle like on TikTok stuff because sometimes I can't. Like, or do you want, is it like it? It's dark outside.
No, you're like. That's perfect. That's
yeah, because sometimes I don't believe myself that I can like do what I do, so I like to film myself just to remind myself, you know. All right, here we go. This is Sean Taylor and Connie Rose's freestyle. Peace and love. Okay, when you're ready, I'll start it off and you can go crazy. All right. Yep. What's up? His name is Sean Taylor. We're in the Sean Millwall podcast. What's up? What's up? Yo, what's up? I'm Connie Rose's. Yeah, Connie Rose's. Introduce yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go.
Connie Rose.
Yeah.
I'm chosen.
Yeah.
And I'm broken.
Yeah.
I'm a chair stool.
Yeah.
I'm at the breakfast table.
I got my microphone. Yeah. I got my microphone. Yeah, I got my microphone case. I'm freestyling, you know. I got some toothpaste over here. You know, the sink's my studio. You know, I got some soap over here. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to turn on the water because it might electrocute everything. You know what I'm saying? I got a comb right here. Oh, dude, you know, I was thinking about doing like my live concert in here and using this as like the microphone. Oh, dude, and then I was also thinking about doing a comedy special in the bathroom. I have it all written out.
A comedy special in the
bathroom? Like Bo Burnham's Inside, but inside the bathroom.
That would be fire, bro.
Yeah, I just gotta record it, but I've written down all the song names already.
Sean in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sean with a comedy special in the bathroom. It's not the back room.
It's backwards up the hill. Sideways up the hill, backwards.
Backwards up the hill comedy special. Yeah.
Backwards up the hill. Yeah. Backwards up the hill. That's so, that's so
dirty. Call it a rat room.
Yeah. You know, backwards up the hill. That's what I used to say in middle school and high school, and I make everyone laugh. Yeah, and I still do that, and I still make everyone laugh. Yeah. What's up? What's up?
A bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
U.S. infrastructures. Grew.
Yeah, one of my first Instagram photos was posted in 2014. What's up?
Bars.
Yeah, what's up, man? Sean Tam, look at my MacBook. Yo, what's up?
Bars.
Yeah, I got some cream over here. Yo. And while the floss of my
Bar.
Teeth. I ran out of floss, so I had to floss like this, you know, with a floss of my teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Sean Taylor flosses.
Yeah.
I got gingivitis.
Dude, here's my toothbrush. What do you think? This is my toothbrush.
That's your toothbrush, bro?
It's right here. It's in the studio.
I don't got my toothbrush in my studio. Should I change that? So I have my toothbrush?
No, I've been sitting here because I got to record. Yeah.
Okay. freestyle, bro. That was
Connie Rhodes and Sean Taylor freestyle. Yo, shout out to my microphone case. Big. All right.
top 5, top 3 freestyle for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, that'll probably be a single or it'll probably be on my mixtape. I'll let you know.
That was sick.
Yeah, that was cool, huh? That's it. Yeah, so like, for freestyling, do you want to talk about my freestyling a little bit, or?
Bro, please.
Yeah, so after I recorded, Blue Forge Freestyle, I just kind of just stopped caring about rhyming. Well, I rhyme sometimes, but I just kind of... go crazy with it after, like, I've been building. I rhyme sometimes, you know, but I think it's funny just to do whatever you want, you know.
Just to rhyme every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telling the board freestyle story, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go backwards.
Yeah. Dude. Do you laugh at your own jokes? I do that sometimes. Like, I'm telling a joke and midway I start laughing.
All the time. I get called out for it, too.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't care. I think it's funny. Yeah.
I feel that 100%. I'd be laughing at my jokes. I was just going to ask about your freestyle again, bro.
When
you go into a freestyle, are you like... you come up with, like, a concept in your head?
Sometimes I do intense thinking a lot. I remember, like, when some of the pandemic started, when we was inside, in the shower, I would intensely think a lot. But I think think all day because, like, I'm a visual learner, and I look around, like, at trees and, like, or at people. I observe, not a weird way, just, like, I observe things, you know? And I think I think all day, I think. And I just pull up and... just go for it, you know.
Got all that stuff in your noggin after a full day. Yeah. Like, I gotta unload.
Yeah. I recorded, my song. I went a different pitch. I was like, because, like, I'm a guy who pulls from everything. Like, you know, from soccer, I pull from soccer in my music, from band class, from, everything, you know.
Let's go!
Yeah.
You know, in
our song we did together, I talk about, like, soccer stretches. So I pull from there, like, everything I learned, you know. I think it's kind of funny.
I think on our song, I was recording in my girlfriend's room.
Oh yeah.
And there was, like, a guy outside
watering. Oh yeah, you said you're looking at the guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that was, I pulled from stuff like that, bro. People outside watering their plants. So, I feel the soccer and band class.
Yeah. Because, like, I would just, like, because I was, like, the back row on the clarinet, so, because I wasn't as good. So, like, I would study my music teacher, like, we would do warm-ups, like, I would just study, I would just sit there, like, okay. Oh, yeah, I sat there a lot, I was like, okay, all right, yeah.
Do re mi.
Shout out my band teacher, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, shout out my band teacher, bro, for sure. Except for the part, I tried showing him To Pimp a Butterfly. And he was like, this doesn't have any melody. And I was like, bro.
Dude, I want to go back and just show, like, my songs to my teacher. I think that'd be kind of funny.
No, that'd be super funny.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, I work with this guy, Kenny Beats. Hey, guys, check out Kenny Beats, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo.
They're like, we know... they're like, we've been listening to Blue Four Freestyle for, like, the past 2 years.
Yeah, so I hope my teacher learned, because, like, one of my brother's friend's brother, like, he still goes to my high school, and hopefully they blast my music, you know, keep it running, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Gotta keep that Sean Taylor
running. My teacher would be like, you were backseat clarinet, bro, like, number 3 clarinet. Dude, I got my clarinet still, dude. Oh, man, I gotta sample that, dude. I gotta bust it out.
Oh.
Dude. Yeah. I got a lot of clarinet music too. Yeah.
You gotta go play clarinet on it. Go make a clarinet beat right after this.
Dude, I want to make a clarinet album, or with jazz or something. Cause I'm listening to a lot of Thundercat. I think I'd do something like that with a clarinet.
That would be super sick. But can I send, like, a beat over?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. I have, like, a lot of ideas. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so tight. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I think that'd be. Yeah.
Sean Taylor, clarinet player.
Yeah.
New things learned about Sean every day.
Yeah, so I think making music, there's a lot of steps. So, like, I first, like, you can listen, or, I think for me, there's a lot of steps. Like, I grew up listening to music on the radio, and then I remember, like, in middle school, they were, like, they're writing notes on the board. I was like, what's this, dude? I can never do this. And then high school, I learned, there's like, different steps, I think, to me, till you can, like, make music, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. It's just kind of crazy. I just kind of, like, one by one, two, like, boom, 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 you know?
No, yeah, I feel that 100%, for sure, tacking it along, and, you know, learning, like, and there's, like, 8 different processes that go along already learning how to get to where you want to be, you know, like, just learning the notes, learning the chords, learning structure, learning what's a good lyric, what's a bad lyric, what's a good way to be emotional, what's a, you know, what's corny, and then you go and actually make the song, and you're like, see, what usually happens is I'm like, how do I use this plugin?
I was watching something about Mac DeMarco, and he was like, he doesn't use Ableton, he's a tape machine or something, so I download a tape machine plugin, something like that.
Smart, because the tape machine's probably so much simpler.
Because I know Kenny has both the tape machine and the Ableton, so I was like, all right, sick, you know?
It's not hard, though.
Yeah. So, was I going to say something? Oh, yeah, the new Pokemon's out today.
Huh?
The new Pokemon's out today. I got it.
Bro, Timber's streaming Pokemon right now.
Oh, dude, I'm still behind. I bought the Pokemon Pearl game, dude. I lost Elite Four like 10 times, and I have it all on video. It's going up my YouTube channel, baby. Yeah! No, I think it's funny. Like, sometimes when people from Discord, they know me for making music, and then they see my YouTube I post every day, and they're like, let's see, like, minus subscriber. I'm like, guys, stay. I upload 6 days a week.
You just, like, straight up record it, and you just take all the footage, and you upload it straight to YouTube?
Yeah, well, I put it in iMovie, and then I rock. GarageBand and iMovie King, baby.
Right there, bro.
You know something funny? I was at my dentist, and he was a new guy, and then it was like, hey, we do, like, yeah, I'm in college. And he was like, oh, yeah, I make movies and music. He's like, oh, he was getting really excited. He's like, oh, man, you're on TikTok? I'm like, yeah, I make movies. I'm doing it. Like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I use iMovie. He's like, oh, man, dude, I use iMovie, too. I was talking game with a dentist, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, bro.
That was hilarious. And he was like, I use iMovie. And he said something really inspirational. He was like, what's wrong with iMovie? And I was like, you're right. I use iMovie. And I'm proud of you. Well, because, you know, there's like the because a lot of YouTubers use, like, the newest, you know, the big juicer, whatever. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to stick to my roots.
Sony Pro thing. And Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
Adobe.
I film on my iPhone, edit on iMovie. Yeah.
It's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. You know, I should really go blogging, bro. I should really go, like, blog some stuff.
Yeah, just watch Sean Taylor YouTube, and then you'd be inspired. You know what I'm saying? I got a mix of content. You know, I've been uploading videos since way back when. You know?
I can learn how to blog from watching Sean.
I remember when I got my driver's license, it's, like, one of the craziest videos. I start off with, like, hey, guys, I got my driver's license. And I just, like, spit a huge loogie. I'm like, oh, shit. I got my driver's license. Dude, my early stuff is, like, kind of crazy, dude, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch a video, an old Sean Taylor vlog after this.
One of my first videos is like me walking, I think in Home Depot, and I'm just like with a bucket, like boop 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 boop. So yeah, I'm surprised myself because I had nothing, and we did a lot of stuff, you know. Yeah.
You know, let me pull up a. Let me get a little live reaction.
Yeah. I got a lot of crazy videos. I remember one of the weirdest YouTube videos I ever made is I was making a Fortnite video, and I combined it with, like, the Eric Andre show. That was, like, the craziest thing I've ever. It made no sense. I don't know.
So, the first thing that popped up was Sean Taylor, legendary career, tragically cut short of football life.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Dude, a lot of my friends say Sean Taylor. Like, they send me that every time it's Sean Taylor. my, yeah. My, like, we're a lot, we're, like, my talk sport, you know. That was like the table talk, like, hey, Sean Taylor, is this you? I'm like, I don't know. Someone in my comments said, hey, you shouldn't be Sean Taylor, because I'm like, no, I like my name. I like it how it is, you know? So
Sean Taylor Saturdays, part 78.
Yeah. Dude, do you like those? I started that during the pandemic. I don't know which I should end those, but they're fun to make. It's like my weekly check-in, you know?
But it's great. Part 7.
It's like Fridays with PewDiePie, but like Sean Taylor version, you know? Yeah.
I love that, bro.
Yeah. I recorded. Hey, I got a workout vlog. Do you like my workout vlogs, dude?
Bro, I haven't seen your. I haven't seen your workout vlogs.
Dude, it's like I go on the track and I'm like, hey guys, today I'm gonna sprint.
I just pulled up the morning workout vlog.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I'm starting my car. Hey guys, what's up?
I think we're gonna go work out. It's about like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Early workout, I guess. So we're gonna go vlog. We're gonna work out.
I guess I'm Sean Taylor. So I just sprinted. Front to the cord, but it's alright, you know what I'm saying? It's too early for that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Sprinted like 3 times already. So I'm rocking right now. All the blue shoes, pants. And my hands are kind of frozen. It's cold outside, you know? So yeah, yesterday I was watching some One Piece. And yeah, I was watching Evangelion. And yeah. Today I was walking, watching PewDiePie, watching Ninja and stuff. It's Till the Towers is back.
You're watching today. Like cool. 6 different things, bro.
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of stuff like all the time.
Alright, if you're watching, like and
subscribe. Hit the thumbs up. Hit the bell button.
Thanks for watching. I was watching some Colin and Samir. You know, they said to film in your car, so you know, I was like, let's go. Alright, if you're watching, like, subscribe, hit thumbs up, and the bell button.
I'm already a sub of Sean Taylor.
I think those videos, like, they help my voice, you know? Like, I like a good tone, you know? It kind of, you know. So I don't take vocal classes, that kind of, you know.
Yeah. No, they help you speak up.
Yeah. I definitely got a lot louder. Like, my early videos, I was kind of, like, a lot quieter than that, so. Yeah.
I also think, like, recording over and over and over helps build the, like, on-camera personality.
I usually, like, one take my videos.
That's insane. That's perfect.
And, like, my freestyles, I usually free one take, too. I think a lot. Because I'm sometimes, you know, I think, like, my brain's always, like, when I go to sleep, I need to watch something. Like, it takes me a long time to go to sleep. So, like, I think my brain's always moving, you know?
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you 100%. Like, that used to happen to me a lot. I'm lucky. I get to lay down and, like, my brain's like, bro, I'm tired. Let's sleep.
Well, yeah. Yesterday I passed out because I did a lot of stuff, like, yesterday. I was literally out all day. I think I texted you. I was like, bro, I've been out all day, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Out here doing things.
Yeah. So I've been growing my hair out like this because, like, I've been listening to, like, a lot of the Beatles. And, yeah. Because, like, I remember when I was younger, I was like, nah. And now I'm like, yeah, man, the Beatles.
You know. Hey, I have a full Beatles album? I'm pretty sure I don't have a full Beatles album on here, but I might. Let me check.
Right? Like, I put a lot of their songs in my playlist, and it's funny driving around. Because, like, I think I sound like one of them, I think.
My favorite Beatles song is,
Need you loving. Hey, days a week. Let's go, dude. I think on my TikTok I sang a Beatles song. I think you liked it. Do you like my? I think you liked it. I think. Yeah. You've been going through my TikTok. I like a bunch of stuff on there.
I did make this song.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. My brain says it's like, oh, dude, you exactly sound like the Beatles. Like, all right, I'm gonna sing, dude. I'm like, yeah, that's my vibe, dude.
I love the open verse challenge.
Do you like that? Dude, that's crazy, huh? Dude, I went in on that. That was crazy. I think, like, this my line was like, I'm a thing, I'm a rock star. Dude, that was crazy, huh?
I like goldfish.
Yeah. Dude, I like your one. You're like a goldfish. I was like, alright, I'm gonna go in this. Like, yeah, I'm a rock star.
Very, very good.
Hey, are you guys still streaming?
Yeah, I'm still streaming.
All right, let me spam some Sean Taylor emotes in there. Hold up.
We still got a viewer in here. We have, who's the viewer in here, bro? Comment. Show yourself.
Don't worry, I'm on it. Hold on.
So you and me are in there, and who's the other person? Oh, you're good. Users in chat. Aldonia, LaKaylee, Lil Pure Bliss, extra. Wait, we got four people in here, bro. They've been watching us yawn and giggle.
I want to shout out everyone who has flat feet. I have flat feet, and lower back pain. Shout out everyone with lower back pain. You know, I've been standing up the whole time. Shout out everyone with flat feet.
Yo, shout out everyone who has flat feet.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard for me like to stand up for a long time. But I think the only time I can stand up for a long time is like when I'm like playing soccer. I think that's the longest I can like stand up.
I've been having trouble standing up. I've been absolutely not standing for anything.
Yeah. Hey, freestyle standing up. Yeah.
A freestyle standing back.
Dude, every time someone says standing up, I keep thinking of my line, freestyle standing up. I'm like, hey, you said stand up. I'm like, oh gosh, what did I do?
Yeah, you got your bars stuck in your head forever now.
Did you play any sports? Kind of roses. Like in your history of your life.
I ran. Did not play any sports. I ran cross country.
Bro. Yeah, let's go. Dude, I almost ran cross country. I almost ran like running for high school because like. Because I was a guy who like try-harded in freshman PE class. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna. Everyone's walking. I was like, and then I'll be like, yeah. And then I'll buy like a fruit cup after. Like, I'm a gold medalist.
Anyways, cross country.
Yeah.
I should have run it, bro. I should have been making music and, like, working.
Yeah, so I was making music and doing soccer at the same time. Well, I took, like, a long break because I was, like, focusing on soccer in school. But, like, my first stuff I uploaded to SoundCloud was, like, in 2014. I think I tweeted, like, I made it on a broken laptop tweet. I think I tweeted something like that. But that was, one of my first SoundCloud songs.
I didn't see that. Yeah. No, you tweeted
like, about that. Yeah, because, like, it was on my dad's broken laptop that was about to have a bunch of viruses. I was like, okay, let's go crazy. I'm just going to record a bunch of music and upload it. And,
I know how that feeling is, yeah, too. My friend lent me his, like, broken Mac.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to go crazy, dude. Yeah.
I remember working on that, too. I miss those days.
Yeah.
Not having any idea what to do with my beats or how to make beats.
So, yeah. Do you want to know about my sports adventures in my life? So like I grew up playing soccer since like the age of 5, and then, like I play like AYSO, dude, you know, and then like, and I moved to a new school in third grade, and then like I didn't play any sports for that, and then in fourth grade like I started playing, like I joined a soccer team, and then I was a defender, and then we won a championship, and then fifth grade on my Blue 4 freestyle too, I talk about it. I scored 2 goals from midfield, and when I scored 2 goals, I was playing defense, and my dad was on the sideline, and when I scored, my dad has like no hair, and he was like, whoa, and then like my teacher was there too, and then when I scored, I just stood there like this, because like the sun was in my eyes the whole time, and everyone's running at me, I'm like, what's going on, I scored, dude, like twice in the same game.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, and then, like, my teacher was there, and she was like, oh, your new nickname is David Beckham. I was like, okay, cool, man. And I got called that, like, the whole year. Yeah, and then I played soccer. I played until like, 8th grade. Oh, and I think in, what was it, 6th and 7th grade, I played basketball. I sold my basketball shoes. And my grandpa and grandpa would show up to my game. She had my grandma and grandpa. You know, they were my best friends. RIP, the goats. One of my favorite basketball moments is I was on the B team at home. Dude, I scored 3 3-pointers and while the A team was watching. Dude, 3 3-pointers in a row. And I was like, what? You know? Dude, I went crazy.
Come on, bro.
And then,
I was always, sports. I was always, like, really terrible.
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was doing. Like, for sports-wise, I think it's in my genes because, like, my mom and dad, like, my dad ran cross-country. My mom played badminton. My grandpa played tennis. I think I have, like, sports genes, I think, because I have no idea. Sometimes, I remember, like, I have no idea what I was doing playing soccer, and I would, like, score or, like, tackle, like, I have a great, good tackle or something, you know, and then, like, and then high school, oh, man, dude, high school was, soccer was crazy. Dude, like, shout out to everyone on my team. We lost, like, every game, like, 13-0, 12-0, you know, 8-0. It was a wake-up, it was a really big wake-up call, you know, I'm lucky to done that because I think that's a lot of fortitude, like, to staying in the game, like, while losing, like, 12-0, 8-0. It was embarrassing for, like, my parents and stuff, but, you know, I think it, because we usually had no subs, and the other schools were, like, the scout, and, like, we were the ragtag team, you know, and we would just, like, lose 8-0, you know, me and my brother would walk to practice, because we didn't have a field. And yeah, so a lot of like 11th, like high school, is Ando High School, was a lot of losing. And then yeah, my last season was wild. You know, I remember one game I got injured. I pulled up in the second minute, and then I kept playing. I was limping the whole time, dude. That was I had like balls of steel, dude. And then I remember one time, yeah. Yeah, and then something crazy I still remember is when I was playing, like I got like two Charlie horses, like the ball, like it was the hardest brick ball, hit my nuts twice. I got pushed over, and then I was like guarding the ball like this. I got pushed over again, and like my head like hit the concrete, like there is it's turf, but like there's concrete underneath, and I smashed my head in, and then I was bleeding. And then I was like, I yelled really loud because I thought my brain disconnected from my head. So,
oh damn.
So yeah, and then like the shout out to my librarian, dude. He was laughing the whole time. because I was like, hey, shout out my librarian. I would read. I'll go up to library. We're homies, you know. I would read the technology magazine, and I got him into Brockhampton. Yeah.
Glad. Yeah. Your librarian's really laughing at you out there.
Yeah.
No, that's a cool librarian, bro.
Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah, that was a good time, man. Crazy adventure with Sean Taylor. Yeah.
Okay, we really let people know what sports we were playing in high school.
Yeah, you know.
That's some real personal stuff right there.
Yeah, you
next,
know, yeah.
I'll have to give my address next, bro.
No, sorry, bro.
I love hearing his stories.
Yeah.
I love hearing this.
So,
Sean,
yeah.
I'm going to go eat some grub.
Can I ask you one more question? I ask this every last one. What's your favorite Sean Bilwell moment? That's I usually ask every year. Oh, Sean Taylor, what's your favorite moment? That's my last question I ask every year.
Let me think.
It can be from, like, Discord or, like, right now or whatever.
Favorite Sean Taylor moment. Give me a second here for
real. Yeah.
When the emoji got made, Kenny found a song, meeting Sean Taylor, jumping on the chat.
Yeah.
Every time, first person to say hi, Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor TikToks, jumping on YouTube. I think jumping on your YouTube for the first time and seeing the amount of videos you put on.
Yeah.
That's my personal favorite.
There's method to the madness, dude, you know?
That's got to be my favorite Sean Taylor moment, easily. Yeah. Easily. Yeah, that's top tier, bro.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go watch. I'm going to go tweet some screen caps of Sean Taylor videos.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Those are
yeah,
hilarious.
I have to. I love the screen caps, bro.
And do you like my thumbnails?
You'll see me tweeting one.
I appreciate it, man.
I'll tweet a whole collage of them. Let me get some right now. I love Inside a Car Wise. DJ Sean Taylor. Oh my god.
Do you like
they're
that?
So
classic. That's a classic. So yeah, so just really quick, my next mixtape coming out, I recorded most of it in my car. This will be a little bit more personal stuff, and I hope everyone likes it.
Bro, let's go. I'll plug that. Hey, let me plug that on my website. I'll plug it on the blog.
Right.
So send me a link when you so I can write a little article about it.
Well, the first one, I didn't really post it until, because I had a bunch, it was last minute, because I want to make, it was like a, you know, but this time I want to make sure everyone knows when it drops.
Okay. All right. I feel that song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My dad told me that I think we got to eat dinner. All right. You got any last words, Connie Roses? The Connie Roses show.
Thank you so much for having me, bro.
Yeah.
It was great.
I think my OBS is still working. My laptop's low on storage. Hey, hopefully it doesn't crash.
We should do another stream. We should do another stream sometime.
Yeah, that'd be fun because like I kind of it's kind of hard to collab with people on my schedule. I like to collab though.
We'll definitely pick a topic. That would be sick. Just sit and talk about like specific album or like YouTube video or something. We can just watch YouTube videos and laugh at them the whole time.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about reacting to like my own YouTube videos on because I have so many. Like I saw like Carl Jacobs like on Mr. Beast. He was reacting to Mr. Beast videos. I'm like, I can react to my own videos. I think that'd be kind of funny. Yeah,
I want to see that. Yeah. I would like to be a guest on those.
Yeah, whatever. Wherever you want, man. Hit me up.
React to Sean Taylor video.
Yeah. All right, Connie. Do you have any last words? Or no. I gotta help my dad groceries. Do you have any?
Thank you, Sean. Yeah. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. Shout out Sean Taylor. Woo! And make sure you listen to all 31 Sean Taylor's songs. Yeah. Well. You know, some last words. You know, even if we don't make it as professionals or whatever, you know, our kids can listen to our stuff, and then we can go out as legends. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, bro. Yeah. For our kids.
Yeah.
So we could tell them, hey, we did this. Yeah. We did this right here.
Hey, my dad's Sean Taylor. He worked with Kenny Beats, and he's a cool guy. You know? Yeah. Rock.
Coolest guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell my kids about Sean Taylor.
Oh, thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'll tell my homies. Oh, I've been telling my boys about your music, so I'll make sure everyone in my area knows. My Instagram stories, you know, I try, you know. You and I promote DVR and your music.
Yo, shout out DVR, bro. That man's going on.
Dude, he sang my song. He sang my. I have two stems of him singing my name on my computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want to put out an album, but I feel like he's on a record label. It might, like, you know,
yeah, you're gonna
too
get
risky.
Sued.
Yeah. I'm like,
XXL Recordings gets you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Something like that. So, shout out everyone with curly hair. My mom said when I was younger, I had no hair, and I got a lot of hair.
And you got a ton of hair. I got a ton of hair, too. Not as much as you, though.
Yeah. Well, I got it. My mom keeps telling me I've got to get a haircut. But I was like, no, listen to the Beatles. I got my haircut, man.
I'm going to buzz all my hair off. Look at how big my head is.
Hey, Sean Taylor buzz cut. That'll go crazy. That'll be kind of wild. This is my forehead. Forehead. Hashtag forehead.
Hashtag forehead, bro. I got a big one out here. My hairline going back. It's not good.
It's going backwards up the hill. All right. I gotta go. I'm taking up bathroom time. I've been in here for 2 hours. Someone might have to go pee. All right. All right. Love you, man. Peace out.
Love you, bro.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right.